אם עוד יום ומאי 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 יפה תהידי חוסר דובר חוסר חוטר כולם ואין עוד יום ומאי לחששו ולאחת הכינו מיומה ועשו לחסונו בחשוד מיום ומאי חוסר דובר חוסר חוטר כולו היכת במוחסק לון תהיו ועדוב רכת When does he say his choshed? If we see clearly, he was over it. But if there was time a chashash, they always say to Hanan, L'choshesh and maybe the matter about mums, if you only have a chashash, maybe did it, for that we don't make him a choshash call it a kula. Even though the Kanan were afraid maybe the matter about mums, but we don't know for sure they did it, so therefore they said that the apostle to Dan call it a kula, that you don't say. It's only a chashash, we don't let them pass him on their own mum. But for other dinim, Avada were not choshed them, Avada to say that they're choshed, therefore they could pass another halachas. Alright, we'll stop here. We hold enough Lamed Vov, Lamed Vov and Aleph on top. Smur says, Yiboylo, a question like this. Aid me pi aid, ma'u li aidis b'chor. When you want to have an aidis, somebody has to tell you again that the kohen has to have an aid, that it was not the kohen that made the mum on his b'chor, but it came by itself. So let's say this Reuven, this aid, did not know himself, but Reuven tells us that Shimon, his friend, told him. That's called Aid Mipi Aid. Shimon told Reuven that he saw the way the mum came by itself on the Bechor. So is that kosher or not? For regular aid, we say Aid Mipi Aid is always possible. Aid has to be, he himself saw it or he himself knows it, not as somebody else told him. So the question is, this aid is by Bechor, it's only the Rabbonin, the Kalok, it's only Chash, the Rabbonin, what's the Lachem? But the Machlokes Ravasi, or Ravasi says, no, it's also, you can't even use an aid mipi, it has to be the aid echa himself. For Ravashi, sure, he holds no, it's mutter. So, Malay Ravasi, the Ravashi, Ravashi, they said it was also said to Ravashi, I brought on the Bay Menashe. The Bay Menashe learned like this, that ein aid mipi kosher, el li aidus isha. It's only kosher by an aidus isha, means that Rashi says, shemez bailo, kandinus hayom. If the wife finds out that her husband died overseas, so even though there's only an aid dech or an aid mipiyah, there the rabbanim will makel. So say mishum iguna, mishum she's medayik, the special sfaros they will makel over there to believe an aid mipiyah, but mashma no place else. So mashma even by yibachor we should not believe an aid mipiyah. So my answer is, Tani learn like this: Elo li aidis shuisha ksharelo bevad. When do we say aid mipiyah is kosher? Only by type of an aidis. That even an Isha is also Nemun. And over here, by Eidus Bechor, an Isha is also Nemun. Like Rashi says, because Paschal Nechasa, Shrebi Shimon, Fiyafila Bitoi, even his daughter is also Nemun. So here by Bechor, since even a daughter, a lady, is Nemun to say that the Mum came by itself, therefore Eid Mepiyah would also be Kasha. So that's the Machlokes Shrebashi and Ravasi. Otherwise says, Rav Yemar Ach Shrebi Mepiyah Bechor. Rav Yemar also Paschal, like Rav Ashi, that it was Mutter. So in this, Koryu Leimu Reimar, Reima called upon him that Yema Shari Bukhar, called him Lashon Genai, like you Yema, you be Mata too much, you're saying the Bukhar is Mutter. So he Mashmi held like Rav Ashi, that it was also. So when it comes out, the Yochel said, the Maskonu is that Eid Mipi Eid is Kosher, the Eid is Bukhar. Yes, for this Eid is of the Bukhar, to tell us that you know the Mum came by itself, and the Kren did not put it there, even Eid Mipi Eid is Kosher. Omer Rabbi Loi, the voice of this, Loi hoyu mozokim by shu b'chor. What's going to be if we do not know that this animal is a b'chor? Now a bo echot, let's say one person, which means the kohen comes, for yom and he tells us shu b'chor, and the muma imoi, he also tells us that this mum took place by itself. So do we believe this kohen or not? Usually we had before, we don't believe the kohen to say the mum came by itself. But here am I. Here he said, Yemon, you should know we believe this kain. And what's the reason why? My kamash, but what are you teaching me over here? That there's such a klalov, she'apesh she'osahu apesh ita. Like, we do not know this animal was a b'chor. Who was the whole one that told us it was a b'chor? Who was the one that made it an iser here? The klal to tell us it's a b'chor is this kain. Yeah, so he himself says it's mutum, that's called apesh she'osahapesh ita, it's a special migum. You have to say, like, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he could have kept quiet. He didn't have to say it was a Bechor altogether. Now that he tells us it's a Bechor, Pshita will believe him that he says the moon happened by itself. Samora says, so what you've asked Yechidish, Tanim and Melenta Surah, what the Mishnah in Ksubista says, the Isha Shomra, an Isha that comes and tells us, Aishas Ish Hayisi, you know, I was once married, but right now a Grusha, and right now I'm a Grusha. Allah is a menace. We believe this Isha, and she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants to. Why? As far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married at all. She was the one that told us she was married. And she herself was also telling us that now she's a Gerusha. So we see this Svara, Peshota, Smiga, we believe her. So must have filled the difference. Now the time I have to say, Hosamu, the boy, lay Omram, over there by the Isha, she didn't have to say anything. Like, as far as we're concerned, we did not know she was married. So over there, she didn't have to say anything. But she says, Kleimar, if we were afraid that maybe she's lying and she wants to get married when the first husband's still alive without a get, she should have just kept quiet and she never had to say she was an Eishes Ish because we did not know she was. So why is she telling her she's an Eishes Ish? So that's a story here to say for sure she's not lying. Because if she wanted to lie, she just should have kept quiet. By this kayin, that this kayin has to tell us there's a mum here, because he knows he doesn't want to cut shemachut. It's a chiyuv koros. Such a big avera he doesn't want to do. He only wants to do is he wants to put the mum onto the bechor and midiraisa, that's muta, did it. So he just wants to tell us that even though he did it, he wants to tell it happened by himself. Same if so, emaloi hapeshosu. Maybe it's not called the Peshosim, because see that the Kohen has to tell us that it is a Bechor. Because he doesn't want it to cut Shemachutz. So he wants us to know that it's a Bechor and there's a Mum. Like Adrav, he's coming to us that we should paskin that the Mum is kosher. So here I would have thought to say maybe it's not called the Peshosim. Kamash Mula, no, it's still called the Peshosim. Why? Because Imi Shum Hochi Hevi Shadi Be Mum Adinikar. Like if we're choshe that really he put the mum there, just he has to tell to us because he doesn't want to cut shemachutz, then he should have made a clear mum, like cut off the whole ear, and then there wouldn't be a question to ask the chacham. Here at Tzimash, we only made a slit, and we have to ask the question: is that called a good mum or not? That's still why it's called a peshos a pesheta. If it was really a liar, like he would have already made a better mum. Yeah. So now that it's only a small mum, there's a peshos, a peshit, he says, he holds, we believe the kain. This thing where it says, mask of lo mabaravashi, maishna, why is this different, this peshos, you believe this migu, why is this different? Mayahu gavra, there's a case of Gemara Bamitzia, with a person, the oigel lecham lechavra, he borrowed out for money, his chamor, his donkey, he rented it. The omelet, he told the person like this, I don't want you to go through this street, this road. Don't go near that river lake. The Ikamaya on that road, there's always water there. There's a river going through there. And I'm afraid something may happen to the Chamor. But rather, Zil the Urcha the Norish. Go through this road, the Norish. The Lekamaya, there's no water there. And then nothing will happen to my Chamor. So what happened was this person that rented it, Ozal the Urcha the Norpocket. The Taka went the wrong road. He went down the road of Norpocket. Omis, and the Chamor died. Omis Chamora. So now the Yosta, when he came back, like the owner said, what do you do? I told you not to go there. The Yomle said like this, listen, the Urcha did not park it usly. It's like the true. Like I went through that road. But Omiyo Mayel Hevi, I'm telling you, there's no water there. So he has really tested us. Like we did not know. The case is we did not know which street he went down. So if he wanted to lie, he could have said he went down the other street. But now he's telling the story, I went down the wrong street, but I'm telling you information, there was no water there. And if it was really true that there was no water, he'd be potter, it wasn't his fault. So the Rosh is, the Yom HaRav, whoever says, Malo Leshaka, he brought Yom HaRav, no, so Rav Ataka says that we believe him, that Malo Leshaka, why should this person want to lie? Because he brought Yom HaRav, if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. If he wanted to lie, he should have said that he went through the other road altogether. The Yurcha de Norosh. Why does he have to? He went down this road for an pocket. So therefore we believe him. But the Yom Rabbi, Abaya says no. That Malo Leshak of Amokim Edim, Leyamrinim. That even though he could have said he went down the other road, but now that he says he went down the road of an pocket, so it's a question, is there water there or not? So he's like telling us there was no water, that's like Kamat Kenigat Edim. Because as far as we know, normally there should be water there. To say there was no water must be like a nest. So that's called the Migu and Mokka Maidim. We don't believe you. So go here also. Why should we believe this Kayin? That he did not make the Mum. If it's normal that we're Choshet Kanim to make Mumim, we should not believe them. Gemara says, no, Hochi Yashter, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom Vad Yikamaya. Over there, that road, no, pocket always had water. It was like a Vadai. So you're telling us that there was no water, that's something Chiddush, something new, we can't believe you on that, even with the Migum. It's like going against Adam, or Numdana. But Hosom over here, Vadai Shadde Be Mumra. That though we say the Kayin, he puts a mum in his Bechor. Is that for sure? Do we say it? No. It's only Chashashu. It's only we're afraid maybe. Therefore we don't trust him like this. But if a Mokam Chashashu, I mean the Malo Vashakam. But over here we did not know Bechlad that that animal was a Bechor. It's only the Kayin that's telling us. So here there's a Svara to believe the Kayin when he says the mum came by itself. Because if he wanted a lie, or else he wanted to do something wrong, if he wanted to make the mum there, he should have put a better mum, he should have made it a mum that's nicker, we could all tell it's a good mum. So therefore, we do believe him with the Peshah Asa Peshah. Adam Moore says, Yosef Ravina was sitting down, or Kom Malai Shemait, he said over this halacha, B'lei Gavra, he said over his halacha without mentioning his name, B'lei Gavra, he didn't say it over, he didn't say B'lei his name. So Amalei Rava, Rava said back, Amalei Rava, Zutel Ravina, Ananish Noos, Mishmed Rebbe Loi Matin in law. We learned over this law, this Peshas of Peshitam, in the name of Rebbe Loi. I don't say it's Tam, you should have mentioned his name. Elimor says, Rabbi Tzaddik, Rabbi Tzaddik, Rashi was a Kayin, Rabbi Tzaddik, Hevele Bukhra. He had a Bechor. Yeah. Now, Romi Lei Sari, he put some barley, Besale Nasre, in a basket made out of reeds, Kali Ruvi over Kluform, made out of peeled reeds, that the basket has pieces sticking out. So what happened was, Bahadi de Kokla, when this Bechor put his mouth in their teeth, the Bali, Ivza Sasasa, his lip got split by the basket. So Mashmur Rav did not have this intentions to do it. He just wanted to feed his Bechor. And what happened was, the Bechor split its lip there. So the question was, is that called that he did it for us or not, or should we make a gzera? So Mara says, also the kaim of the Bishura, came in front of the Bishura. Omulei said to him, klum chilatnu bein chover yamoritz, like you make any alochis between the chover and the amoritz. In other words, by an amoritz, they understand why you say it's also. We have to be afraid maybe did it with intentions. But me, I'm a chover, you should know for sure I did not have intentions to make a mum on the Bechor. So maybe my Bechor should be mutter. So Omalei said, Dalma Bishura, hey, you're right, yes, that we should make a difference. That we only make this gezerah by a regular amoritz. But here that you're a chavir, we make this chalor esahein chalaknu, v'leh chashidus, we're not going to chashid you that you did a berotzen, you'd be allowed to eat from this bechor. So that's what the Bishura said back. Omalei Bishura, hey, you're right, yes, we make a difference. What happened was, also a kaimed of Gamliel, they brought this in front of Gamliel. Omalei, they said to Yisrael from Gamliel, Chilaknu ben Chovel Yamoritz. Is there any difference between Chovel and Amoritz? Gamliel answered back and said, no, there's no difference. That we have always this also. Whether the Kohen's and Amoritz or Chovel doesn't make a difference. We always have this Chashash that we do not trust the owner himself. Oh, Malay, said back to him, the Reb Tzaddik, I have Reb Yeshua Amali Hain. I, Rabbi Yeshua, told me, yes, there is a difference. So, at that time, Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh, he was the head, he was the Rosh Nasi. So, Rabbi Yeshua said different than him. So, Amaloi, so Rabbi Gamliel said, listen, Himtim, let's wait. Achiyala Bali Tracen Lebeis HaMedrash. To all the Tamidim, everybody comes into the Yeshiva. Kiva Chenichtus Lebeis HaMedrash, when all the people came to the Beis HaMedrash, is Amad HaShel. So, Rabbi Gamliel said, like, ask your question. So the Sher of Tzaddik got up and asked this question for Shaul. Klum chilaknu ben chover l'amoritz. Do you ever find a difference between a chover and an amoritz? Maybe when do we say if the owner is a kain? He can't eat from it, only an amoritz, but not a chover. Omele of Yeshua, Yeshua said back, love, there's no difference. That's what Yeshua himself now, in front of Rabbi Gamliel, like he was afraid to admit what he said. Not like Rabbi Gamliel, in front of the Rosh Hashiva like Yeshua was scared of Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, Yeshua said, I agree to you like love, there's no difference. So on this, Omalei Rav Gamliel, Gamliel said back, no. V'haloi mishmech omru, your name that told me over, that hey, that you make a difference. So as if to say, Gamliel is still angry at Yeshua. And he said, Yeshua, Omalei Rav Gamliel, Yeshua wants to stand on your feet, get up. V'yidavach, and then what you say is clearly, what do you hold? So how it happened was, Omer of Yeshua, like he was come out embarrassing him. So Yeshua had to stand up. Omer of Yeshua, he stood up on his feet. V'yom, he said like this, Hey Chesed, what should I do? If I would be alive, who mace, and you and Gamliel would be dead. Good, I could say different than what people said over the mace said, because the mace is not here. But Achshav now, Shani Chai, I'm alive. Ruchai, you're alive, and you know that I said before that there's a difference. Heich Chai, Yochel Achashas Chai. How could I, the live person, go against what you're telling me? So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua Takeh admitted that he himself really held that there should be a difference, that a Kohen Chover should be Mutter. What happened was, Rabbi Yeshua was still angry, and he made some of Gamliel stand there. For Derish, Rabbi Gamliel Taker kept on saying his Yerusha. For Rabbi Yeshua Aymed al Raglev, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand there on his feet. He didn't let him sit down. Everybody else was sitting, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand up. And the people, I said, all of them didn't like that. Until everybody in the whole arm, like the whole nation there, all the people got angry like. The Yomim, they said, Lechutzpis HaMeturgim, he was the Meturgim, the one that was interpreting the Shir of Gamliel, they told him, Omer V'yamat, like, stand still and don't say the Shir anymore. As if to say, Kaifas HaShay, keep quiet, this year the more goes on and continues with more brochis, that's where they did not like where Gamliel acted. And therefore, Taka, they took him off a position, they made somebody else to be the Rosh Shiva. But I call upon him, here at the Machlechis, do we trust the Chavar HaKayim? But the Ma'aseh Aruch, I think we owe the Sasa. The Ma'aseh, we owe any time the Kohen has the Bechorim, he is not meant to say the Mum happened by itself, like it's like plug, even though he's a Chavar. But he always has to have an aid saying that the Mum took place by itself. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ne'mun HaKayim Lo'emet, we believe the Kohen that has his Bechor to tell us that he received Bechor Zeh. I already showed this Bechor to a Chacham, and Obam Mumu, he passed it for me, it's Mutter. This much we believe a Kohen. And Rashi says, Avada, we have to have Eidus, that he did not make the Mum. The Mum came by itself. But after we have Eidus, then we believe him that he already showed it to a Chacham, the Chacham said it's okay. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Ne'mon HaKohen Leima Bechor Zeh Nosen Li Yisro B'mumai. We believe a Kohen to tell us that a Yisro gave this Bechor with this Mum. Rashi said, Neman HaKohen Leima L'Chochem, the Kohen could tell the Chochem, the Bechor Zeh, the Yisro gave it to me, B'mum Zeh, Shaboy, that's the way he gave it to me. And then the Chochem were tasking, we're not afraid, the Kohen did it himself. My time, what's the reason? That Komil said, Yavidu L'Gluyei, Leima Shakri, Bo'inshi. Things that could come uncovered, everybody would find out about it, people are afraid to lie. See, the Kohen is telling us that a Yisro gave it to him with its Mum. So we could check it out, we could find out, and yes, that Yisrael, is it really true that you gave it to the Kohen with the Mum? So therefore, we're not afraid the Kohen would lie. Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, like this, that Neman HaKohen Lemer, Kohen is believed to say, Hirisi Bechor Zeh, I showed my Bechor to a Chochem, Oba Mumu. And it's about Mum. So Kohen, now Mishnah, Kohen is meant to say, he showed the Bechor to Oba Mum. He showed the Mum to a Mum Kerei. My time, what's the reason? Lad Mishun Narin, because we're going to say that Komil said, Yavid L'Glu, Yolei Meshakri B'Inshi, that the Kohen is not going to lie. Like he's telling us, he showed this Bechor, this Mum to the Chochem. So if we're going to catch him, we could just ask that Chochem, is it true? Did you see it or not? So the Kohen's afraid to lie. So we see a small person's afraid to lie on things that will come uncovered. People find out about it. So Mar said, no, it could be a difference. Hosamu Dekotchim Bachutz Lo Yochol. True. Or in our Mishnah here, that it's Kotchim Bachutz. So by Kotchim Bachutz, we're not afraid the Kohen will eat it, therefore we believe him. Avol Hocho, Kivan Dechashida Chashida. But by yes, though, maybe we're afraid he's the one that put the Mum on it, so maybe we don't believe him. It's in our Mishnah, when we believe the Kohen that he said he showed it to a Chacham. And the Chacham Paskin really it's a Mum. Because otherwise, the Kohen would be afraid to eat it, because he doesn't want to eat Kotchim Bachutz. If it's not about Mum, he can't eat it. But in our case here, is you're never to say that he did not make the Mum. The Yisrael gave it to him. Maybe they were choshed. Maybe they were afraid, no, that the Kohen himself made the Mum. Therefore, it's not tushto. Maybe we don't believe him. Yeah. Should we ask a question like this? It says, If somebody tells to a person that that person is not believed in Hilchos Maaseh, we don't trust him, it's Hilchos Maaseh Rishon or Maaseh Sheni. So Reuven tells Shimon that Shimon is a choshed, and he tells Shimon, Kachlo, I want you to buy me wheat, Mimi Shu Nemet, from a person that is Nemon, that for sure took off Trumas Maaseh. Or Mimi Shu Maaseh, or else from a person that for sure took off the Trumas Maaseh. Zloch Rezayna Nemon, we do not believe this Shimon now. When he comes back and says, yes, I bought it for you, or the Chosh of a Yid, we don't believe him. The question is, am I, why? Namely, what are we saying here also, that Komilso, that we will agree, you are Meshaka Berinshi. Things that will become uncovered, people find out about it, you don't lie. So you're also, people are going to find out about it, like you say, this person told you. You're telling us who you bought it from, so we can check it out. Samara says, no, Shani Yasmo, there is different. I'll tell you, the is